The case in Milwaukee County involves a 23-month-old child. The child lives in Franklin, but while infectious 2 weeks ago, attended daycare centers in Greenfield and Greendale. The child is now hospitalized and is expected to fully recover. But health officials are worried that others, especially young children, may have been exposed to the virus, which is spread by coughing and sneezing, and in rare cases can lead to other diseases or can be fatal. City of Milwaukee Medical Director Joff Swain says health officials are waiting to see if the virus has spread.
Probably during the next week or so would be a prime time when, if this child did pass the measles along to anyone else, that we might start to see those cases show up.
Swain says it appears the sick child was not immunized for measles at the recommended date of the first immunization, 1 year of age. Ever since some measles outbreaks in the late 1980s and early 90s, including one in Wisconsin, the recommendation, and in some cases the law, has been to get two doses. Health officials say that's a key reason Wisconsin now only has one or two cases of measles per year. Milwaukee Health Commissioner Bevan Baker says vaccines are very important.
Here in Milwaukee County and Milwaukee City in particular, our immunization rates aren't as high as they are in other parts of the state. So as health commissioner of this city, I'm particularly concerned that we get our arms around this vaccination issue.
Children under 1 year of age are at the highest risk of contracting measles since they can't receive the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.